Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com. I'm Pastor Greg, and I welcome you to our current events update and then the beginning of our study in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10, titled Power and Signs and Lying Wonders. The conclusion of our study can be found at BBFOhio.com as we now begin. This is part 1 of 2.
Number one, of course, Israel at war as of 10/25/23. Doesn't that look weird? 2023. Why are we still here?
I know.
If I was a date setter, I'd lost everything I own by now. The ground war is on hold up to this point, but could be going on now, could be going on, you know, what is it, 7 hours ahead. So around midnight, if they start at daytime, daybreak, who knows? But of course, once again, the United States is getting in the way. That's the only reason we still have Hamas in the first place, is the United States has gotten in Israel's way of taking care of them over and over and over again. The Biden administration has advised Israel to delay a ground invasion of the Gaza Strip. I apologize, onliners, didn't have that on. Hoping to buy time for hostage negotiations and to allow more humanitarian aid to reach Palestinians in the sealed-off enclave. U.S. officials also want more time to... U.S. officials want more time. This is about Israel. They say they want more time to prepare for attacks on U.S. interests in the region from Iran-backed groups who is being funded by the Biden administration. That's right. It may be hard for you to wrap your brain around this. When I first, I was told this in the early 90s, and I didn't believe it because I couldn't understand it. But I'm here to tell you, you do your research. They fund both sides of every war. Yeah. Who's they? The same banksters that control everything. Yeah. Our Federal Reserve is run by the banksters, and the banksters in Europe and America have all that money that they're making by printing dollar bills and causing inflation and so forth. It's a big, wicked mess. And they fund both sides of the war, so they never lose. You say, what if Hitler had won? They still would have controlled him. He still had to have money from somebody. And they work as a secret cabal, so they don't even know exactly who they'd have to go after. There's a lot of history there about that. But anyway, the Biden administration is not making a demand of Israel and still supports the ground invasion and Israel's goal of eradicating Hamas up to this point. And what they do every time is they say, we support you, Israel. And then as time goes on and Israel keeps killing the bad guys, like every single war in human history, there's civilians who get killed. Not very many of those civilians, by the way, are innocent. Almost 80% of the people in Palestine support Hamas. The only innocents over there is a tiny number of adults and the children. And so when you see your news media wringing their hands and talking bad about Israel because of civilians being killed, just remember, most of those civilians are part of it, the adults, and not a single war in human history has ever been fought in which civilians weren't destroyed. The difference is the bad guys target civilians like Hamas. Yep. Israel, like all wars, there'll be civilians killed, but they don't target those civilians. And Hamas hides behind their civilians. So it's inevitable that it's going to happen. There are some heroes that have emerged from the devastation. I love this story. This is a Filipino who's in Israel working as a caregiver for a 95-year-old Camille Hezalba, is the Filipino. She had $370 in her wallet. And when they came to get her, she gave them the money and begged them to let her and the old lady stay in the building. And they took the money. Amen. That little girl right there in the corner.
Bless her heart.
has the, you know, I don't know if she's a Christian or not, but she sure acted like Esther for such a time as this, didn't she? The propaganda war is important to watch as well. Muslims kill each other all the time, but they come together and are unified in their hatred of the Jews. Some of you have never studied Islam. You need to. You need to, I mean, not study everything about Islam, but you need to understand what Islam is, the differences and all that. Erdogan is how I've been told you pronounce that. You ought to change it to Erdogag, because he's a devil. But like Hamas, he is a Sunni. And he canceled his trip to Israel and has now started calling Hamas a liberation group, not a terrorist group. So Israel wholeheartedly rejects Erdogan's claim that Hamas isn't a terror organization. And we're not going to go into detail. Everybody, I think, is fully aware of just recently what Hamas has done. And that in the charter of Hamas as an organization, they are sworn to the destruction, not just of Israel, from the river to the sea, Jordan to Mediterranean, but they also have sworn to the complete annihilation of the Jews. They have the same satanic antichrist spirit of Hitler. And by the way, so does every single person supporting Hamas and attacking Israel right now. You make a mark on that person in your mind. The Bible says, mark those who cause division contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught, and avoid them. And anybody you know who is standing up for Hamas right now has the spirit of the devil in them. Amen. Same spirit that Hitler had. By the way, the claim that Islam is unified. Been hearing that recently a lot. We're like, you know, well, unlike you Christians, Islam at least is just one. That's just a big load of baloney. The complaint or the claim is just false. There are seven major Muslim denominations that then splinter out into dozens of others. The Sunni, that's almost 80 to 85% of all Muslims. And they then are broken down into different groups and everything. The Shia, which is what Iran actually is. And so if Hamas ever kills all the Jews, they're Sunni, then Iran will try to kill Hamas at that point. That's how it works. The Wahhabis, also you'll hear them called Wahhabi, and those are the Saudi Arabians have a lot of those. The Salafi, the Barelvi, the Sufi, which is, I believe, Dr. Oz is one of those, and the Diabandi, the three through seven have less radical and violent groups, but there are, of course, any of them that take Muhammad seriously. We have WWJD, what would Jesus do? If you're a Muslim and you say WWMD, it's not just what would Muhammad do, but what would mass destruction, you know, MD, because that's what Muhammad did. You know, just read the life of Muhammad. By comparison, an accurate view of Christendom includes basically seven major denominations. First of all is the oldest, the Baptist. And they haven't always been called Baptist, but if you make a list of what the Baptists are, what they believe, which includes the fact that we are local autonomous churches, we don't have a pope, we don't have a denominational headquarters, outside of the local church, there's no authority. No one can come in here and tell us what to do except for the building you rent. You know, they can tell you what to do in the building. But as far as what we do as a church, that's what a Baptist is. That comes from the apostles to us. Then there's the Catholic Church. And we should say the Roman Catholic Church is what I should say. But then there's the Oriental Orthodox, which a lot of those churches are called like Coptic and some of those. And then there's the Eastern Orthodox, which is like the Russian Orthodox and Greek Orthodox. Then there's the Protestant, and that is, there are those groups that broke away from Rome. You say, aren't we Protestant? No, we've never broke away from Rome.
We were never with Rome.
Never was with Rome. From the very beginning, the Roman Catholic Church has persecuted our ancestors.
And so did the Protestants.
And so did the Protestants after they broke away. Yeah. We've never been a part of the Roman Catholic or Protestant churches. But the Protestants are, by name, you'll see them in the United Methodist, which broke off of the Anglican Church, the Episcopal Church, and then also the Presbyterian and the Lutheran. Those are all some of the main Protestant groups. And then there's the Pentecostal groups that most, for the most part, have only been around since about 1901. Yeah. Amen. And then there's the cults. The pseudo-Christian cults are what we would call them, the Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, and all that. Those are your seven groups. Now, those all break out into what we call denominations and number into the hundreds, but the same thing's true about Islam. So the examples of deception and lies seem endless. That claim about Islam is a big lie. But this is a prime example of the false info put out by pro-Hamas, anti-Israel liars. Watch this. This is an edited viral clip of Donald Trump.
That Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them to see the evil doings of Israel and the United States.
Isn't he evil? Here's the unedited clip in context.
Representative Omar has a history of launching virulent anti-Semitic screeds, whether you like it or not. She said the U.S. support for Israel is all about the Benjamins. She said that pro-Israel lawmakers have an allegiance to a foreign country. Omar wrote that Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them to see the evil doings of Israel and the United States.
Here's the screenshot of her tweet that he quoted right from Twitter. Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. That's Congressman Omar. Now, that's how easy it is to fool people. People literally thought that Trump said those words himself because they edited the clip. I had people sending me out like, what do you say about this? First thing I did was go out and find the unedited version. Now, they did the same thing to Obama. Some of you remember that? They had Obama over there saying we should put an end to the vote and not allow people to vote and all that. And I went out and found the unedited version. I said, I do not like Obama, but he didn't say that. Here's the context. That's what they could do with video. That's the propaganda war. You could, there have been people do it. They'll take my words from sermons, and they've clipped them together to make it look like I've said something totally heretical. Now, there have been a couple of people who are being funny, and they've made me say things that were just totally crazy. It was pretty funny, actually. They were just doing it for fun. But that's what you got to watch for these days, and that's not even a deep fake. You know what a deep fake is?
Yeah, those are.
That's where they literally, using AI technology and everything, they take my face and have me stand up here denouncing Israel like that or something, and it really does look like me, and there's no original. That's the original, but it's not really me. So we've got to watch for all that. Verify anything you see or hear. Listen, I should go be on that on the screen. I'll say it now. Don't repeat anything that you have not verified. I learned that the hard way back when I was on Facebook. I think I told you about that. I played a clip of a congressman who was supposed to be reading about a bill that they're passing in preparation for an alien invasion. Do you remember that? It ended up being the Onion. I didn't verify it because it looked like C-SPAN, and it looked real. Then I went back, and somebody told me that's not even real. And I went back and looked, and the C-SPAN thing was actually an onion. So it was right there in front of my face. But I wasn't the only one. There were all kinds of people got fooled by that. So number two, the Democrat Marxist Party is a communist cult. How many of you didn't already know that? Just making sure you do. So here's the thing. If you oppose the communists, they will lock you up.
Yeah.
So just be prepared if you're going to put yourself out there against the Democrat Party. You better watch it. I'm fully aware of it. The IRS come after you. The FBI could come after you. They could SWAT you. They could do that to us. That's a good, just I'll take 1 minute to say this. You know, be very aware of swatting, where they'll call and they'll say, I'm at this and this address, and There's a man here, he's got a knife, and he's already stabbed three people, and he's holding somebody else, he's got the knife, a knife to their neck. Come quick, come quick. And the cops all freak out, and they come, and they bust in the place and start arresting people, and because it is detain and ask questions later. Situation. There have been guys, while they're on podcasts and doing radio shows, get swatted right in the middle of their show. That Tim Pool, you know who he is? He got swatted. But then you can be like Owen Schroyer, who stood outside of the Capitol building chanting, USA, USA. Dirty, filthy, going to prison. You say, what for? For being a patriot. He's going to serve 60 days. That's all he did. He didn't commit any act of violence, didn't go inside the place or anything.
Yeah, they showed, we watched what he did. He didn't do anything.
No. What he did was he went against Biden.
But what's the charge there?
They just make up all kinds of charges.
So
yeah. Well, they don't actually use that word in the charges. That's very important. Is because anytime somebody says, they charged him with insurrection, and that's why they're trying to say Trump can't run for president. But they never charged him with that. They can't. So what they do, they find all kinds of trumped up charges, and then they go after you and after you, and then it costs you all this money to try to fight it, and then they hold the hearing in Marxist hellhole Washington, D.C., with a jury of your peers, including a bunch of devil-possessed people, who then will put you in prison for just being against the Democrats. Now listen close, go back and listen to what I just said, because it's 100% fact. That's exactly what they did to Schroyer. They put him on trial in a hellhole called Washington, D.C., with a bunch of Marxists on the jury. They don't have to have it a legitimate thing to get you or me. I mean, you've heard me say this before. It's a fact. There are like 30,000 laws on the books right now. All they got to do is arrest you and then find the thing you broke, the law you broke. Guarantee you've done it. Trying to legally overturn an election, by the way, is not a crime. That's not a crime. The Democrats do it every time they lose. There's a double standard in our law system right now. If you are a Democrat Marxist, you can try to over... The fellow they just put in prison for making a meme telling people to vote on a different day. The Democrats did the same thing, and none of them were arrested. None of them are going to jail. But the conservative Trump supporter did it, and he's going to prison. Didn't they give him something like 5 years or something like that? 7 years? That's if no other reason to elect a non-Democrat, whoever ends up running, is for pardon for these guys. That they all get pardoned. Trump attorney Kenneth Chesbro pled guilty in Georgia. Why? Because it was going to be an endless fight, and he knew... Down in Atlanta, communist Atlanta, Georgia, they're going to have a jury of a bunch of communists that are going to convict them. Sidney Powell, you heard that? Sidney Powell pled guilty. Jenna Ellis. There's a total of four, I think, total, who have pled guilty for doing what? Nothing illegal. Now, here's the thing I want to tell you. You'll hear a false report. They'll say that they... agreed to turn on Trump. And sadly, I'm just going to say, I love Bob Bernie, but he said that yesterday on the radio, and it's not true. I don't think Bob's a liar. I think Bob is a good guy, and I'm not saying anything bad about him, but wherever he's getting his information, he's got a bad news source if they're telling him that. Because they did not agree to turn on Trump. They only agreed to testify truthfully. And if these guys are smart and they're playing chess instead of checkers, then it'll blow up in that communist... prosecutor's face down there in Georgia. We'll see. We'll see what happens. They could turn on Trump, but that's not what's happened yet. And the communists will do what they need to do to break you, even if you're not guilty. That's what they'll do. And number three, we still have till November 7th to vote no on issue one, so we won't put baby murder in our Constitution in the state of Ohio. They want to enable murdering children up to the time of birth. They also want to take away parental notification and all that. And if issue one passes, and on top of that, issue two will be a baby murdering dope head state. Come to Ohio, we can kill babies and get high. Woo-hoo. That'll be the new tourist advertisement.
There's somebody going around, that was on our board when we found that. That's the group that's trying to people.
Yeah, that's another lie we talked about. They claim that it, no, if you...
They're refuting it. They're saying
that's what I'm saying that. That's what I'm saying. They're going around telling everybody that if you vote no on issue one, then it'll deny care to women who have miscarriages. It's just a total lie. They are of their father, the devil, John 8:44. I mean, these people are just full of the devil. So, God bless whoever's handing those out. Be informed, pray, and act accordingly. All right. Power and signs and lying wonders. 2 Thessalonians 2:8 through 10. As we continue our study verse by verse with a close look at the working of Satan with power and signs and lying wonders in these last days. We're going to read verses 8 through 10, and you read the even with me. So jump right in there to verse 8. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Amen?
Amen?
So we're discussing the timing of the revelation of that wicked Antichrist. That's what we've been discussing up to this point. And we know that it's coming after the rapture, which is referred to clearly in verse 1. And then after the rapture, at some point, we believe it's not going to be a long time, weeks, months at the most, maybe a year or two. You know, I can't say for sure, but I just don't expect it to be that long after the rapture when that wicked will be revealed, when he confirms the covenant with many, including Israel and the many nations of the world. And it won't be a peace treaty. It'll be confirming the covenant. And the result will be the agreement of the world government to allow Mosaic law to be implemented in Israel again, fully instituted with a temple, a priesthood, and a sacrifice. That's what it's all about. So in verse 8, then shall that wicked, with a capital W, be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. And we ended our previous study showing that this is exactly what we read in Revelation 19. If you weren't here, read that on your own, and you'll see that verse 8 is in chapter 19 of Revelation. And now we're told additional wicked traits of that wicked Antichrist. He's called that wicked. Makes sense that the traits that we learn of him are going to be what?
Wicked.
And we could have sang wicked, 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 wicked world tonight, but we sang that recently, so I didn't put that in the roster. But it says, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan. So like Judas, who's called the son of perdition, the Antichrist, who is called the son of perdition, will be possessed by Satan himself. And that's true of Judas, of course. We talked about that previously. Luke 22:3 says, then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. So Judas literally became devil-possessed. And we talked about this little discussion. It's interesting. Jesus said, I've chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil. But I lean toward the fact that there's other places where people are called a devil, but then they're also said to be possessed by the devil. And I think that's what that phrase means. I don't believe Judas' mother had sex with Satan and had an offspring of the devil, like I've heard some people actually claim. I believe Judas was just a normal person with free will, but God knew his choices, and then based on what God knew, he appointed and ordained that Judas would do what he did. So I believe Satan possesses the Antichrist at the moment he's killed with a deadly wound. We established the claim that Satan is going to possess the Antichrist, but when? When will he do that? I believe the Antichrist could be alive right now. I don't believe it's Francis, but he could be one of the cardinals right now in the Roman Catholic Church. But as we discussed, you don't have to be a cardinal, and you don't have to even be a priest in order to become the Pope. And I don't even think, even though it's never happened that I know of, well, I put it this way, I think there were a couple of cases, maybe John or someone else knows this for sure, but I think there were a couple of cases where people bought the office of being Pope and they weren't even really Catholic. It was just a political thing. Now, folks, I'm not bad-mouthing the Roman Catholics. I'm talking about factual history here. The office of the Pope, they've had some of the most wicked men in human history serve as Pope. And one woman.